hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a special edition of the big show today. We're talking to the 2026 inductees into the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame there in the Cayman Islands. Willie Klein with me to help out, as well as Steve, who is the chairman for the International Diving Hall of Fame committee. And Willie's like executive director.
AKA janitor, right?
Yeah, I
do the cleanup.
That's right. Whatever hat is available, they put it on and take care of business. But, you know, it's about recognizing people's contributions over the years to the dive industry. And it's an impressive facility. We'll probably get a little deeper into that a little bit later on. But we got our next inductee. So it's Saeed. Is in Malaysia. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning, by the way, for him right now. That is dedication, and we appreciate
it. Rahman. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Well, tell us how to pronounce your name again, Saeed.
Exactly. How do you say it, Saeed?
Saeed Abdul Rahman.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's better he say it than us.
So Greg, there's two people in the world that I'm aware of, and he's in a rare club with just two people.
Yeah.
The only other person I've ever heard that even remotely does what he does is our good friend Margot Payton at Kid Sea Camp's Family Divers. And she's done thousands and certified thousands of children. Hers is very focused on the travel side of it. But Saeed does something very, very similar over in Malaysia, but he has a whole different dynamic and element to his work. He works with a lot of the kids with disabilities. He works very close with the Dive Heart Foundation. In fact, I think he's the chapter chairman or whatever for Malaysia for Dive Heart. But just such a great guy. And Steve and the board saw his information come through among the other 36 candidates and said, this is it. There wasn't even any question. He was certainly well worthy to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So I'll turn it over to you and Saeed.
Well, congrats, Saeed. I mean, in your words, what sets you apart from what, you know, like Margot has done with the kids and things in your neck of the woods in Asia, I guess, right?
Yeah. First and foremost, thank you very much to everyone, to William, and also to the management of the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame for this nomination. Here in Kids Scuba, we specialize in training kids, special kids, and also youth who are special and with special disability. And in Kids Scuba, we work closely with certain rehab hospital, in which we do the rehabilitation process with regards to water therapy in assisting the special kids, the youth that needs additional assistance, especially with regards to water. So with Kids Scuba as well, we have done we do regular weekend classes with regards to the kids, the special kids. And also I just like to share a note here that we train some of the Malaysian Paralympic team to get them certified as scuba diver, and some of them has evolved to become advanced and also rescue diver. And we train special kids and also youth with certain disability, which is the visual impaired, hearing impaired, amputees, paraplegic, and also quadriplegic.
Wow. Wow. Well, Saeed, I mean, you're obviously doing amazing work, and it's hard not to just be, you know, in awe of what you've accomplished, and it's nice you're being recognized for it for sure. But I mean, what got you into this path and your diving career? What did something trigger your path and say, you know, this is the kind of diving I wanted to start to do? I mean, usually when I talk to folks that get into this line, whether they're connected with Dive Hard or one of the other, you know, challenging organizations that are trying to bring more people with issues into the sport, there was something that happened when they were diving or in their life that just, you know, they heard a calling. Is that what happened for you or what? What do you think?
I've been diving for 35 years, and after seeing the beautiful underwater marine life at the Malaysian marine parks, then I realized that there was no setup for children in Malaysia and parts of the Asia region. So 22 years ago, we set up Kids Scuba, and then we did regular pool classes over the weekends. I don't play golf, so my weekends are always in the pool, and the kids are my bosses. And one thing evolved into another that some of the parents recommended to me, said, why don't we do Kids Scuba Camp? I said, okay, that's a good idea. So from there, we evolved. Every school holiday, we plan for scuba camps for the kids to go to part of the islands with the parents, and they do. And I realized that it's a good family bonding for the kids and the families as well. Mm-hmm. Moving forward to that is that now we do a special program with the hospital, especially with the special kids. And we do it together with the doctors, the professors, the consultants, in which they are excited to go to the island to bring their patients and the family as well. And I see that as a very strong and bonding, and it's so impressive that I'm speechless of what the special kids are able to do now.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, and you know, I'm sure you appreciate the accolades being inducted into the Hall of Fame here in the Cayman Islands. But I'm guessing the payback on something like that is when you see it in the kid's face after they accomplish something they thought they never would be able to do with whatever challenge they're dealing with. Is that the case?
Yeah. Getting inducted into Scuba Diving Hall of Fame is actually a tremendous surprise to me. And I was speechless to receive the email and say, like, wow, this is something different that I've never expected. Over the years of giving back to the community and working with rehab hospitals and all this. And I'd like to share with you that in Malaysia, we also work with the academic faculty. The universities come to us to do research on what are the results of the youth and also the kids, the special kids that they can achieve. Over what we have trained them for water therapy and involving scuba diving.
Nice. Wow. Very
wow,
nice.
Wow, Steve. That's amazing. That's amazing. Steve, I think this speaks really well to the board's decision on choosing the class this year based on all of the different disciplines within diving. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, we hope that it inspires other, you know, instructors to kind of follow this example, and you know, if there were programs, we'll see it has in, you know, even, you know, 10 other countries or 20 other countries, that would be a remarkable step forward. So if the spotlight, and we'll say it has done, will reach some, you know, there's other people out there that are capable of establishing and of running these programs in different parts of the world, then you know, hopefully they will take his lead, and we'll see these kind of programs expand further.
Yeah, we want people to be inspired by your story there, Saeed. It's a pretty powerful one for sure.
Thank you, Saeed. Yeah, thank you. Speaking of inspiration,
the man
we have the inspiration himself. In fact, the next candidate, I'll cue this up before we have to go to commercial. There's very few candidates we've ever had in the Hall of Fame that have had a major motion picture made about their life.
That's true. That's coming up next. Well, we got one of them. That's right.
We got one of them.
Coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, books by Eric.com and Audible.com.